Hi, I'm Kathleen Gallagher.
Kathleen is Executive Director of the Milwaukee Institute, and I'm Tim Keane.
Tim is Founder and Director of Golden Angel Investors, and this is How Did You Do That?, a show about successful entrepreneurs and how and why they succeeded. After getting his PhD in food microbiology from Iowa State, Tom Reiberger took a research job at Oklahoma State in their animal science department.
That research set Tom on a commercial path that led him to his first startup and back here to Milwaukee.
Fast forward to this year, and you get to Tom's most recent commercial success, the sale of AgroBiosciences to Church & Dwight, the maker of Arm & Hammer baking soda, for $105 million. Tom, welcome to How Did You Do That?
Thanks.
So, Tom, let me ask you. We know that AgroBiosciences was in the business of improving chicken feed, and it's sometimes interesting to understand how the idea came about in the first place and why you decided to pursue that particular line of business. So where did this chicken feed trend start?
Really started with consumers. If you follow what consumers were thinking about in terms of what they wanted in their protein source, they really wanted to get chicken without antibiotics in their feed. And that's where we step in, because we were a natural biological company that was doing research and to find out how we can actually control pathogenic populations in chicken gastrointestinal tracts by controlling first by putting these bacillus or these bacteria into the feed.
And what year was that, Tom?
So 2013 is really when AgroBiosciences starts to look at the use of bacteria to control pathogenic populations in chicken.
It's interesting because you started out as a wine company. You were trying to develop superior taste profiles. How did you know that you should move toward antibiotic-free chicken feed? What was the signal?
I guess studying wine and trying to make a better inoculum for higher quality wine, that was the ultimate goal, but we knew that was going to take a long process. And so therefore, we needed cash flow. And one of the key things in any startup is to make sure that you have enough cash to last the burn. And really, from that angle, we had a background. We understood what the issues were with the poultry industry. And we also saw emerging that these fast food companies such as McDonald's were basically saying they were going to offer antibiotic-free chicken. And we knew right away that there was no company to fill the void in how to grow these chickens in an antibiotic-free way.
People might be surprised, because you were a wine company, that you knew anything at all about chicken feed. But you had one successful startup before AgroBiosciences. In 2008, you sold ag tech products for around $42 million. Was that where you figured out this chicken stuff?
Yeah, ag tech was really the beginning of our understanding of how applied microbiology can help livestock production systems. And that was really the beginning of the research that we had.
What you were doing at Ag Tech Products was you were developing chicken feed?
Well, we were developing probiotics. That's the common word you'd want to use for all livestock species, including poultry systems. And broilers are, of course, the biggest part in the U.S.
But that wasn't yet antibiotic-free?
No, really. When we look at that, in 1993 when we started AgTech, the industry really was using conventional systems to grow all livestock species. And that's the issue for a lot of consumers, because what they were doing was incorporating antibiotics to increase growth and performance. And when you do that, you have a food safety risk. And that was becoming more and more evident as the mid-90s where research was showing.
So at Ag Tech, you came along and said, hey, we think you should add probiotics to your antibiotics to do what?
Really, we said that probiotics can effectively control pathogens as good as antibiotics without the food safety risk, without the risk of developing antibiotic resistance in the food supply.
So would it be fair to say that your first startup, Ag Tech Products, was the transition to your second startup?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So, Tom, let's back up to 2008 and tell us exactly how it came to be that you went from ag tech to agrobioscience and where this train of this chicken idea actually came from.
Okay. So we really start – it's 1993. We start ag tech. I left Oklahoma State University. I joined Steve Waskow, who was actually working in Milwaukee. Milwaukee is actually the hub of lactic acid bacteria and all bacteria used in the food industry. So it's the fermentation center of the world, and it's really – Milwaukee was a great place to be. So I joined him in Milwaukee. We start to do research on applications of probiotics for livestock systems. Fast forward to 2008, AgTech gets acquired by Danisco. Danisco is the lactic acid bacteria manufacturing company in Madison, Wisconsin, and they're interested in getting basically our sales, you know, into the livestock industry rather than selling us the cultures. They wanted to sell the end user the cultures, so they basically acquired us to do that. Danisco in 2010 gets acquired by DuPont. Now we have a, you know, much more complex company. DuPont begins to go different directions, and a lot of the interest in working in the livestock field, you know, fell off. So all of us who were members of AgTech then had a year of – if we left – when we left DuPont, we took a year of non-compete and then reemerged in 2013 as part of AgroBiosciences.
How many of you were there?
Really, there's five core people who were from AgTech products that moved and helped formulate AgroBiosciences.
Tell me about corporations making decisions like this in your mind. I mean, should they have done this in retrospect or should they have not?
You know, every company has different ways that they make decisions. And certainly most companies look for high profitable, big opportunities. And one of the things that we can say is that as we went from Danisco to DuPont, we went from research projects that had to be a minimum opportunity of $10 million to a minimum opportunity of $100 million. And so when you really doing the analysis of what is the opportunity for probiotics in poultry feed, initially it was probably thought that it wasn't going to be a $100 million opportunity because at that point in the market there wasn't enough interest to really drive the $100 million opportunity. Today we recognize it as probably a $500 million opportunity. And so as all companies now are shifting to this antibiotic-free world, it really is the use of antibiotics is gone and now probiotics and other natural additives are the way they're controlling pathogenic populations in livestock systems.
So an entrepreneur would say that this is an opportunity waiting to happen. A corporate strategist might say it's lack of foresight and bad corporate planning.
Absolutely. That's the difference. Yep.
Yeah. And where do you fall on that spectrum?
Of course, we're the small startup that's flexible, responsive, and knows the market and sees the opportunity. It's really about that. It's understanding those orthodoxies that we all hold. The orthodoxies in livestock systems is antibiotics are – since the 1940s, that's an orthodoxy. Antibiotics are the way we have to grow livestock to increase the efficiency, decrease disease. But with the food safety risk at hand, it basically changed everything, and that's where the discontinuity arises. The discontinuity is what are we going to do if we have those antibiotics removed, and that's where we stepped in. You have to be small, flexible, and responsive to understand all those trends and do the research quickly to actually respond to those unmet needs. And that's the hard thing for big companies to do.
There's a lot of talk in Wisconsin right now about ag tech. Interestingly, actually, that was the name of your first company. But there are investors talking about ideas. I saw an industry map the other day that suggests it's multiple billions of dollars of investment. What's your view on how far along the ag tech continuum we are?
Well, I think we're really just starting because in biotechnology, the application of probiotics for livestock systems as well as understanding the gut microbiome and what we can do today to optimize it using natural solutions is really in its infancy. And it's really – the science has evolved so far now that we can basically begin to understand the functional role of a probiotic within a complex system such as an animal gastrointestinal tract and how we can do that. You know, you're seeing parallels today in the human microbiome world where we're all – beginning to understand how to improve our microbiome with good food, you know, rest, exercise, all of those important things that affect our core microbiome. Same thing's happening in livestock systems. And this is a great opportunity for Southeast Wisconsin, all of Wisconsin, because basically we have the core competencies relative to understand fermentation, growing lactic acid bacteria, growing other forms of bacteria, and applying them to systems. And now we just have to put that in play to actually – you know, grow a lot of opportunity for the businesses in Wisconsin and outside.
And do you think that that trend is mostly, if you will, consumer demand for things like antibiotic-free protein, or is it also expanding the food supply?
Well, really it's all about food security, right? It's about saying how can we provide healthy antibiotic-free food and food sources for humans, and then how can we keep up with this idea in 2050, how do we feed 9 billion people? And food scarcity then becomes the bigger issue. So you have to grow the food supply and you have to grow it in a safe and affordable manner. And that's really what we need to do. And we can lead that in terms of some of the technology here in Wisconsin.
Tom, just to follow up on that, what other opportunities do you see for ag tech in Wisconsin?
Well, I think applied microbiology is really, as I said before, is really in its infancy. If we look at other applications besides the ones that we've worked on in livestock production, you can really look at the food supply and you can ask the question, how can we make food fermentations more efficient? How can we get rid of some of the chemicals we use for mold inhibition and bacterial inhibition and look at using natural systems to replace those? It'd be basically the parallel to what we did in terms of antibiotics in animal systems. Replace those chemicals with natural fermentation end products that actually are the core competency of Southeast Wisconsin. I mean, Milwaukee is the base of this fermentation culture.
Tom, I wanted to go back. You mentioned the word discontinuity, and I know that's one of the things you've focused on in all your startups. How do you look for the discontinuity in the market? How do you find those opportunities, research them, and seize them quickly?
Right. It's really about really getting to know the customer and really understanding that those items that are impacting that customer the most. And in case of the poultry example, it was really the consumer pressure that those companies were seeing. And then obviously the fast food companies getting in front of that and saying, we're going to have antibiotic-free, you know, chicken, we're going to have antibiotic-free whatever. That understanding is really – it's at the customer interface. It's really working with that customer, knowing what that customer is faced with every day, the challenges, what their orthodoxies are, and then what market forces are now playing against those orthodoxies that will force that discontinuity. And there's the opportunity that you have to run for.
One more thing that you're really focused on in our discussions, I've realized, is cash flow. You and four other team members went from ag tech after that year of non-compete to agrobiosciences. How did you fund it?
We funded it internally. We felt as though we were, first of all, we were investing in ourselves, and that's the safest thing you can do. We really felt like we had a great opportunity, and again, we were thinking very broadly and big opportunities about affecting wine quality, affecting craft brewing quality. We knew these industries were really changing and growing rapidly as well, and we felt like applied microbiology would have a great opportunity there.
So does funding internally mean robbing a bank or pulling out your wallet? Or
it just meant taking some of our proceeds from the first sale and putting them to use in the second company.
So what's next? Where to from here?
Well, now that AgroBiosciences was acquired as May 1st, we're part of Church & Dwight. Really the focus this time around was, let's not look at the wedding. Let's understand how we can then look at the marriage. And that's what we're really focusing on. The wedding is that, you know, everything that everybody focuses on. It's the mergers acquisitions piece. It's the M&A activity. It's all the things that go into these big stock purchase agreements, all these kind of things. But reality is if we do it right and we understand how to integrate the teams, we can actually make a successful business on the back end. And really that's what we're doing this time. I'm excited to say 6 months in that we're really successful. We're continuing to grow. We're up over 65% from last year. So we're continuing to grow. We're adding new competencies from the new teams and now expanding the opportunity outside of monogastric and poultry systems into the ruminant systems as well. So it's an exciting time, lots of research to go, and we'll see how this all ends up.
You were originally planning with AgroBiosciences not to look for an acquirer until 2020. I've heard that at the beginning of 2016, a lot of companies were calling you. Why? And why did it happen so fast?
Well, I think the opportunity in the poultry world was growing quickly. You know, in the end, it's a fully integrated poultry market in the U.S. You have 20 companies. I would say that the top four companies represent over 60% of the market. And what they all did was they made, in the beginning of 2016, with the horizon being that the veterinary feed directive, which would remove antibiotics from all poultry production systems, was on the slate for January 1st.
That's so a federal
It's a federal rule, right. So those antibiotics were going to go away. Therefore, natural solutions were needed. And quickly, a lot of big companies now wanted to emerge in that market. And so really it pushed up our timeline. It was a great opportunity still for us. We just had to look at it a little deeper and obviously realize that we weren't quite as far along as we thought we'd be.
So your first startup was back to 1993.
Correct.
So between then and now, what were some of the more difficult things you faced that might be instructive for our entrepreneurial listeners?
Well, it's managing growth, right? It's always about how do you catch the great opportunity and keep up with your science and your products as you're now growing 30 to 40 or maybe even as much as 50% a year. How do you keep, you're finding the best talent, getting the right people? These are all the big challenges that we face. And I think what we did was begin to understand a certain way that we wanted to hire. We called it scientists with personalities. You know, we wanted those scientists to be able to communicate their ideas from the benchtop to the public, to our customers in a meaningful way. And so we really got into a good understanding of what the needs were for our scientists. And with that, you know, we could actually then keep up with the demand for the science.
What makes you such an entrepreneur? I know you talk about how you took that year off after the first startup was bought and you went up to Door County to relax. I think this might be a clue. What did you do when you were relaxing in Door County?
Mostly getting in trouble. We started an organic farm called Hidden Acres, and now we sell to about 10 local restaurants. And so that's a nice future pastime, future opportunity. But then I also jumped in with John McMahon and participated in helping start Door County Brewery. So that's another one that's on the startup list.
And that's your idea of relaxing?
Well, that is my idea of relaxing. Applied microbiology put to good use every day.
Well, Tom Rehberger, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Suggest ideas for future episodes of How Did You Do That at WUWM.com.
And be sure and listen to our other podcasts at the iTunes Store or wherever you get your podcasts.